Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the sports break for June 27th, because sports history is made every day of the year, and we try to preserve it, or at least a small sampling of it, by the players and their uniform numbers that created the history in sports. And we have some dandies today. But before we get to those, we're going to number off some of these uniform numbers we're going to talk about. The number 6 a couple times, 25, 44, 41, and the number 10. Just some little hints of what we're going to be talking about in sports history. June 27, 1963, Philadelphia Phillies, Johnny Callison wearing the number 6. Well, he ended up hitting for the cycle in the game. In other news from that same game, Philly center fielder number 25, Tony Gonzalez, air, ends his record 205 consecutive airless games. So quite a game for the Philadelphia Phillies back on January 27, 1963. About June 27, 1977, San Francisco Giants hitter Willie McCovey, old number 44, cleared the bases twice with a pair of home runs in a single inning for the second time in his career. The previous time he did it was on April 12, 1973, so just a little over 4 years earlier than that, the great Giants hitter Willie McCovey, wearing number 44, hitting two home runs in a single inning, twice in his career. Tremendous. How about June 27, 1980, Los Angeles Dodgers, Jerry Royce, the number 41, tossed a no-hit wonder against the San Francisco Giants for an 8-0 Dodgers victory. Great baseball out there in California. Those two teams going at it. You know, the two teams that left New York in the 1950s to go out to the West Coast playing each other in that game. Now, June 27, 1984, UEFA European Championship Final in soccer was played at the Parc des Princes in Paris, France, and Michael Platini, wearing the number 10, and his teammate Bruno Ballon each scored as France blanked Spain in a 2-0 contest match for the UEFA European Championship game. Now, June 27, 1986, hey, all I can say is, dude, take that refrigerator off your back. It's killing you. Second baseman Robbie Thompson, number 6 of the San Francisco Giants, set a record as he was caught stealing 4 times in one game. That is amazing. Now, most guys don't get on base 4 times in a game. He got on base 4 times and got caught stealing each of those times. Must have had a catcher that had a sight set on throwing people out. Because that is just one weird and odd Major League Baseball record right there. Now, thank you for joining us for this little bit of history in the sports break. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll join us tomorrow for another one. And you can catch sports history all the time on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where we have about 27, 28 different podcasters that are just bringing us great sports history, you know, bang, 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 every single day. And you can find some great things there. Thousands of hours of listening to and reading as well. Also, our own sites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com. We have some great sports history there too. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.